Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stugatz, you know that I prefer, this is not necessarily your motto, but I do believe that the show aspires closer to me here than you. I try to under-promise and over-deliver. Under-promise, over-deliver is the effort that is being made over here, so I don't want to get anyone too excited, but in the next segment, we will have a radio bit. It has taken us two months during the pandemic. It has taken us 2 months without our studio. I know many of you are complaining because you don't like, the show that we're presently doing for you. You have to be a special kind of unreasonable to, shout us down with criticism at this particular time for not being able to give you the show that you are used to. I'm sorry. No one's more frustrated. Trust what I tell you. No one is more frustrated by that than we are. I went to the highest levels yesterday, Stugatz, to see if I can get Mike and me back in our studios, just us, but I don't know, and we don't know, it's being checked into, what the liability issues are, so we can bring you the show that you're accustomed to, but with our junkyard of parts. Right. I got an Ethernet cable today with our junkyard of parts.
Hey, congratulations.
Yes, it just arrived today. The computer took a full 5 weeks to get here, and I think two employees were furloughed who were responsible for getting the computer here. But we have a second computer, and we have an Ethernet cable. The worldwide leader in sports has gotten it down here after 5 weeks. So we are going to attempt to successfully execute a bit in the next segment. That's right.
Exciting.
A bit. That's right. It
a good, I don't know what to do. I don't even remember what a bit is. I mean,
yes, we are going to take a stab at comedy. Again, want to lower your expectations. Keep them real low. Do not put them too high.
Oh, the audio quality in parts is trash.
It's going to be so bad. I mean,
Stugatz, what do you think of this tweet here from somebody directed at our show? Where are you getting this info about what the fans want? All I hear is a bunch of people who need sports to survive, the media, talking about how bad the fans need sports back. The fans don't need sports. You need sports.
No. I mean, certainly we need sports because we make a living off of talking sports, but everyone needs sports or wants sports. I mean, that's patently absurd. I mean, obviously it means as much to us as anyone, but fans want sports back. They want entertainment back. They want some normalcy back. They want anything that reminds them of where their lives were, you know, 12 weeks ago, as sports would certainly do. I'm not certain we should be playing them, Dan, but sports would certainly do, go a long way in providing that. And fans want sports back. That's ridiculous.
Well, put it on the poll, actually, because I disagree a little bit with you in just this respect. I do believe the media wants sports back more than fans want sports back. I don't mean that doesn't matter to fans. I'm just saying that the media gets money off of this. It makes our jobs easier. It's not an entertainment escape. It allows us to do all of this stuff much easier, to have things that are natural connection points. So put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Who wants sports back more, fans or media? I've got this for you too, Stugatz. A quote here from David Falk, Michael Jordan's former agent. Tony Kornheiser always used to call him a bird of prey because he looked like a bird of prey. And before Scott Boras, as the hated agent in sports, there was David Falk. If you are not legally blind and you watch this 10 hours and don't realize that this is the greatest player of all time, you should probably start watching roller derby, says Michael Jordan's former agent, David Falk. Now, I am not legally blind, and I do not believe that this is the greatest basketball player I have ever seen. I don't want to have that discussion because I think it's parsing hairs, but I'm going to take
get your
the guy
eyes checked
who
me.
Could do more things and is 50 pounds heavier. Regardless, you're allowed to disagree. What I'm here to tell you is, A documentary isn't changing my mind on this, but the very last thing that's going to change my mind on this is Michael Jordan's agent. Like that, he's literally the last person on earth that I'm going to allow to change my mind on this subject. Somebody who profited 5 to 10% of everything Michael Jordan was making, whenever it is that he was representing him.
Totally fair. But if it's not the agent, if it's not Larry Bird, if it's not Magic Johnson, if it's not Charles Barkley, a friend of yours and a person that you respect, if it's not Pat Riley, who retired Jersey Jordan at the Heat's arena, even though Jordan never played a single game for the Miami Heat, if you're not going to believe those people, Kobe Bryant, when he said it on the documentary, then who are you going to believe? I mean, seriously.
My eyes. And it's Jordan's jersey is the way that you meant to say that. It's okay. I make all those mistakes very often.
What did I say?
Jersey's Jordan. It's okay. We do that all the time. We're talking many, many hours a day. The only reason I point it out is that if I don't, you will get hit with the avalanche. And so if we do it to ourselves, it usually keeps the cruelty slightly away for a moment. But I want everyone here to take a deep breath. You're welcome. I want everyone here to take a deep breath. I don't actually want to have the conversation again, LeBron or Michael. Whatever. You can think whatever you want to think. That's okay. I just am not going to agree with David Falk, his agent, just because he says ridiculously on the extremes that I should watch roller derby if I don't agree with him. A dated reference is right, says Mike. Chris, did you have something here that you wanted to say to me, to Stugatz, to the people of America? Who did you want to talk to?
Well, I know you said you don't want to go down the rabbit hole of the greatest of all time debate. But Kendrick Perkins chimed in on this on social media earlier this week. He had his top five most all-around players of all time, where he had LeBron number one, and he had his top five most skilled players of all time, and he had Kobe above Jordan.
Oh, God, he's just saying
stuff. We have a handful of people, okay, here at the network. Yesterday, it wasn't even someone at the network. I've got to thank our beloved Blake Snell yesterday, a Tampa pitcher that none of us would have been thinking about under other circumstances. But because we are in the driest sports time in the history of modern America, because we're in the middle of it, I want to thank anyone who says the thing. What I don't want to do, Stugatz, is thank anyone who is saying the thing with a top five list, because I'm tired of you, Orlovsky, putting Carson Wentz in your quarterback top five. I'm tired of all you people with your top fives. I'm tired of you, Stephen A. Smith, putting Russell Westbrook in your top five of guys you'd take right now to build a team around. I'm tired of all you people trying to agitate me with your bull bleep top five list that don't take any creativity whatsoever. Make it a top 10 list. Show me something. We come back with a bit that has been produced next.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with GEICO? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Today on ESPN Daily, before the Bulls won their 98 title, they won a grueling series against the Indiana Pacers. Jalen Rose recalls going up against Jordan in that series and why he sees MJ as the greatest. That's ESPN Daily, presented by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
You finished the last segment weeping because The Last Dance is going to be over on Sunday, but there is an after show on Tuesday at 8 p.m. on ABC, hosted by Stephen A. Smith. Stugatz, hopefully it'll be better than what happened with Tiger King when they tried to capitalize with one more episode at the end of Tiger King. That's Tuesday night, ABC. Yes. People are wondering why it is on ABC instead of ESPN. I'm going to guess, without knowing anything, that Stephen A's new contract puts some stuff on ABC television. I don't know anything. It's just an assumption I'm making. Before I go any further, before I get to the bit that we have created, let's update Stugatz, our tournament, because the last two are still standing and the game is this weekend. This is March Madness deep into May. Billy says that he's got an NIT cooked up. We're going to get to that at some point, because now we're going to get to the lesser looks likes in an NIT tournament. We're going to do that over the course of the next couple of months, but we've got two remaining fighting for the championship. Yes, Stugatz, what do you have here?
I was going to say probably should have built up to the real tournament. Tournament, NIT first, then the tournament. That's it. I'm sorry.
Keep going. No, disagree. It's all pizza, all of it. So let's go ahead. These are our finalists. I don't believe one deserves to be here, but regardless, here are our finalists. Let's do four. First, Mike Leach got knocked out. Mike Leach, always waking up naked in a crop circle, is no longer in, but this is.
Andy Reid looks like the small-town sheriff that falls asleep while watching the prisoners, wakes up briefly to yell out, "Who's there?" to no one in particular, and immediately falls back asleep while the prisoners continue to carefully reach for the jail cell keys dangling from his belt.
It's going to be tough to beat, man.
I disagree. It's going to be tough to beat. I don't even think it should have been in this tournament.
What?
That's something I feel like I should have heard in the NIT tournament. So let's hear who it is that Andy Reid is going up against.
Steven Adams looks like Poseidon's less successful brother, Joe Sidon, god of canals and inland waterways.
It's the finals. You could vote at Lebatard Show on Twitter. And because we have finally created a bit, Stugatz, we don't have time to do it here, but let's just set it up because we are going to do it at 10:30. The bit is going to be done here in about 10 minutes. I didn't do this on purpose. I just ran out of time cleaning stuff up. But just so that you have some context, in the event that you haven't been watching ESPN, in the event that you haven't been consuming ESPN-related material, the thing that we're spoofing, the serious ESPN campaign video, hashtag Dear Sports, this is what it sounds like.
Ah, man.
This is heavy.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Dear Sports.
Dear Sports.
Dear Sports.
Dear Sports.
Where do I begin?
I miss you so much.
Can't wait to have you back.
This might be the longest that I've gone without you.
I loved you since I was 12 years old.
You've been part of my life from the time I was a diaper dandy.
You have been with me since I was a little girl when I fell madly in love with you.
For all of my life, you've been the thing
that has given structure to my existence, really.
The sacrifices I learned at a young age.
I miss the camaraderie. I miss the competition. I miss the characters.
I miss the escape you give me as a fan.
I miss watching professionals perform at the highest level.
And I miss the feeling that you give me, the butterflies before the game.
And just let you know how much I can't wait to get back out on the field.
Sports has that amazing ability to bring us all together.
It brought me closer to my brother and sister than I ever could have imagined.
Thank you for teaching me what life is all about.
Thank you for the opportunity to help others.
I don't think we ever took you for granted, but I think we know now more than ever just how much you mean to all of us.
I'm sure many other people miss you too.
Sports? Yeah, I miss you.
You have meant everything to me. I just can never repay you.
You embody so much of the human spirit.
I am not me without sports.
Get yourself ready and rested, because when you come back, we are going to have one amazing party.
I know that you're going to take our breath away.
With love.
Sincerely.
Your best friend.
Love, Dickie V.
Cliff Averill.
Omar.
Deshaun Jackson.
Chelsea Gray.
Jimmy Johnson.
Michael Jr.
Sincerely, Noel.
Jared Allen.
Love, Nicole.
Love, me.
Deshaun Jackson. All right. All right. Hold on a second. Nobody invited us to be a part of this, so we're going to lash out in the next segment.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. The Last Dance concludes this Sunday at 9 Eastern on ESPN. Immediately after the show airs, listen to the wrap-up podcast hosted by Jalen and Jacoby. The after show, presented by State Farm and AT&T. The guys will be joined by director Jason Ayer to talk about this week's show and behind-the-scenes stories of the making of the episode. Subscribe now to Jalen and Jacoby, the after show, on Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your SportsCenter update. Arrest warrants have been issued in Miramar, Florida for Giants quarterback DeAndre Baker for 4 counts of armed robbery with a firearm and 4 counts of aggravated assault with a firearm, and Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar for 4 counts of armed robbery with a firearm. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says that players and employees, once they return, will be tested for COVID-19 multiple times a week. Manfred said there is no season. If there is no season, teams could lose as much as $4 billion. And finally, Caldwell Children, a British charity, is seeking volunteers who are willing to walk barefoot over Lego bricks at the end of the month to raise money for children with disabilities. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
I think there are some pieces missing in that DeAndre Baker, Quentin Dunbar story when you see a headline, armed robbery and warrants issued. I believe that DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar on the mean streets of Miramar, right there where I grew up, right near where Roy lives, I believe they were probably thinking that they were trying to get their money back. There are any number of ways to not get in trouble during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. This is hard to do at a party, a group of people where you're stealing watches and stuff to get back money that you had reportedly lost the previous day. But we'll get to that story in a second, because I got to think teams are thinking to themselves, there is nothing to get in trouble over right now. Please don't get in trouble. The media doesn't have anything to talk about. They're just going to end up talking about you. Don't do that to us. But you just heard a moment ago something that was drenched in syrup. We all miss sports, but it sounded like Scott Van Pelt misses them more than the rest of us do, because structure had been provided to the entirety of his existence because of sports. So we tried to do it a little bit different, and I hope you forgive us, because
We are mad that they didn't invite us to do anything and haven't invited us and never invite us to do much of anything when they're selling their ESPN product. So this is a product. What, Billy? This is us lashing out. What are you shaking your head know about? Did I say anything inaccurate there? Am I full of it? What's the matter?
We've done a great job of selling The Last Dance. I can't imagine why they don't want us helping us with other things.
Okay. Well, really? Do we not have enough people selling The Last Dance? Has it been a real problem at the network?
And I got to be honest, while disappointed that I was left out of these, I love them, and they give me goosebumps. I don't know how comfortable I am making fun of these things.
Yes, man. Of course. All right, well, Bristol, play. Stugatz is sitting this out. Let's go ahead, Bristol, and play the first of our hashtag Dear Sports Our Way.
Dear Sports.
Dear Sports.
Dear Sports.
Dear Sports, I really miss trying to find my car after the game.
I miss stadium bathrooms that smell like urine, barf, and regret.
Dear Sports, I love when the really drunk frat bro who drinks too many hard seltzers during Sigma Phi's tailgate is obliterated by kickoff. Oh, and guess what? He's sitting right behind me. And as an added bonus, he apparently thinks he knows more about coaching than Newt Rockne.
Dear Sports, you know what I miss? The 16 days off between every NBA playoff game.
Putting El or Los in front of a team name to honor Hispanic heritage.
I miss awkwardly standing as an overweight guy shuffles 13 seats down to find his seat, only to get up again during the next time out.
I miss being that overweight guy.
I miss logging on and seeing everyone talking about the big game. Then looking at my mentions and seeing people tell me my takes are so bad, I deserve to walk into a lake of fire.
It was beautiful. I'm misty-eyed.
I wasn't asked to do the ones I wanted to do. I'm not asked to partake in these. I mean,
you weren't asked. I saw that you wrote some for this. I thought that you deserved to have some in here. You weren't asked. Let's see if we find Stugatz in this second hashtag Dear Sports parody.
Dear Sports.
Dear Sports.
Dear Sports.
Dear Sports. I love that my Knicks somehow won't be done paying Joakim Noah the $72 million we owe him until 2022.
I love when my local Miami-based MLB team already adheres to social distancing because 13 people go to the games.
I miss the way me and all my friends smell after tailgating.
The Farmers Insurance Open, where the best player in the field is Brant Snedeker.
That sad guy next to me who keeps standing up to start the wave, even though it never gets stronger than a smattering of 13 people who pity him.
You know what I absolutely love? Being a fan of Miami Hurricanes football and having a national championship stripped away from my celebrating hands while the fireworks fill the sky because mother Terry Porter has a bogus pass interference call because he's clearly in bed with a mob.
Wow, that allegation escalated. I did not know that. I did not know that it had been reported that Terry Porter, the referee in the early 2000s University of Miami Ohio State Rose Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, was in the mob or was affiliated with the mob. One more time, please. Hashtag Dear Sports.
Dear Sports.
Dear Sports.
Dear Sports.
Dear Sports. I love that Dion Waiters gets paid $13 million to get so high that he starts seizing on an airplane. But when I do that, everyone looks at me funny.
I love totaling my fantasy numbers going into Monday Night Football, being up 3 points, but the guy I'm going against has Patrick Mahomes, and all I have left is Austin Safarian Jenkins.
Dear Sports, you know what I miss? 8-minute mound meetings between pitchers and their managers.
No one knowing what a catch is.
No one knowing what pass interference is.
I miss getting home after 7 hours of tailgating and needing nothing more than 3 Advil, a shower, and some Gold Bond.
Dear Sports, you've made me scream horrible things that would get me fired immediately. Things that have made me force my living room furniture to sign non-disclosure agreements.
I miss Jags Titans Thursday night. I really do.
I believe her. I don't think there's any spoof there. I get outraged on behalf of Cubans next.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
If you missed any of our interviews, please check them out on demand in the Dan Le Batard Show podcast, brought to you by Capital One. Why settle for average? With Capital One, you can open a savings account with a rate 5 times the national average. Welcome to banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.
So here's what I got for you, Stugatz. You tell me, over the years, we've made a lot of fun, and I'm winded because the elevator just went down, and I had to run down the stairs, so forgive me.
You ran downstairs? Down the stairs.
Yeah, I was I was upstairs. Right. I was 8 right. stories up, and then I had to run downstairs because the elevator wasn't coming. And if you could just go to your Rockets all-time list for a second, I'll catch my breath and get to my my point about Cuban people.
Listen, I'll just give you a sentence or two. You catch your breath. Whenever we go off air here, I lose internet connection. Dan is climbing down 8 flights of stairs. I morph into all-time teams because I've had too much time on my hands. I left off last time this happened at the Houston Rockets, and I left off at their head coach, Rudy Tomjanovich. Now, if Dan can speak again, I will not reveal the rest of the team. If he can't, I will tell you the rest of the team. That is up to Dan. I filibustered for a minute there.
Thank you. I can't. It wasn't a minute. It was like 20 seconds. But I can talk now. However, now you've got me curious. So if you could just give me the, I've been curious for a while. If you could just give me your all-time Rockets team, I'd like that.
All right. I have Hakeem Olajuwon at the 5 spot. Hakeem the Dream. That is obvious. Rudy Tomjanovich is the coach. Calvin Murphy was the shooting guard. I was really torn between him and Stevie Franchise, but I ended up going with Calvin Murphy in the end. I had Clyde Drexler, I believe, at the 2 guard. My small forward, of course, was Robert Horry, Big Shot Bob. Basically, if Robert Horry was on your team, he's on your all-time team. That's how I do it. I don't care what his contributions were when he was there. He's Big Shot Bob. And therefore he's on the team. And I believe I had Otis Thorpe as my power forward. No, it was Moses Malone. Otis Thorpe was one for fun. And that was my all-time Rockets team. How about that? I finally got it out there.
Okay. What is next up on the agenda? Because this is our, in case of emergency, the internet goes down. No matter what is happening, Stugatz is left to his own devices on an island, and he will go to his all-time team. I honestly don't remember Moses Malone with the Houston Rockets. Why don't I even remember that?
It was a cup of coffee, but it was a great cup of coffee, Dan. It really was. Yeah. Okay, very good. I hope so.
So here is why I'm upset on behalf of Cuban people. And this is a grievance, Stugatz, that I've had for a long, long time, even though I, like so many of you in the audience, enjoy the movie Scarface. We have, over the years, made a lot of fun of how ridiculous Al Pacino's Cuban accent is and how ridiculous it is that there are so few Cuban people in general in Scarface. It's basically just Gina's hair and Stephen Bauer is all we've got. And if you're going to make a caricature of Cubans in Scarface, just throw some Cubans in there. Like, it's okay, we're down. You want to make us just refugees who are crazy, yelling libertad in a chain link fence encampment because burning mattresses surround us and we're down on Fidel, and then have us take over an incredible drug lifestyle that involves killing? No problem. Just don't do it with Al Israel. So, when I hear that Scarface is being remade, Yeah. They're going to remake Scarface.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, yes! Yes! After all these years, we can now get it right. The place where they did the bathroom scene, where someone was butchered with a chainsaw, that is now a pharmacy. It's a CVS. After all these years, we can fix this. But not if Scarface is being played by Michael B. Jordan.
No.
No. No. This one's tricky, says Mike. Well, fine. I'd be happy to hear why it is that you find this tricky. Because who? You know what? Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Who's more entitled to be offended by the Scarface casting of Michael B. Jordan? Is it Cuban people or is it black people? Stugatz, your thoughts.
At least it wasn't Jerry Seinfeld. I mean.
Did you see, Stugatz, did you see what it is that Dana White said about New York Times reporter Kevin Draper? Did you see this story at all?
No.
Have you done any reading during this pandemic? Because there hasn't been a sports story I've gone to you on. Like, you are just talking, and you're not taking any information in. You're just putting it out.
Even when we're not in a pandemic, Dan, that's usually how it goes. I'll read. I just don't retain. I mean, so I don't know what to tell you. I mean, perhaps I read it. I mean,
so this is, you'd remember, okay? It's not a factually accurate rant. It is, as it often is with Dana White, an expletive filled rant. And it's against the New York Times and reporter Kevin Draper for writing something that questioned their coronavirus testing. And I got to put on the front end of this. If you rush back to make your money because you need your money and you're the first one back and people have questions about your coronavirus testing, you kind of got to eat those questions. Like, if you're going to be the first one back in, you got to be a little less thin-skinned about criticism. But Dana White is saying, bleep that guy, bleep that guy. And what happened when this guy in this paper covered the UFC when they've never covered it before? What do you think happened? And he says the traffic spike. Now, he didn't answer the question. This is a tactic of his, and he's a bully commissioner. And keep in mind, I love that style. I love that in that sport, they basically got a cartoonish circus leader who's a boxing promoter. And he says what is on his mind, and I give that sport more leeway than any other in terms of having a personality in that position who's bombastic. Basically, it's just that in wrestling. He's Vince McMahon, okay? Except the fighting's real. He's Vince McMahon, and he does this stuff on purpose. He's not answering a question there. He does like to bully the media. He doesn't have any use for the media. He does not like your questions. He does not like to be questioned. And it's funny in that position to not like to be questioned. It's something that has been true of Dana White for a long time. He is absolutely a bully, and he goes after some of the easiest people to go after. He calls the MMA media weak and wimpy because it plays to his constituency. His entire act plays to his constituency. But how can you have any objections, Stugatz, if you're the first one in sports to come back in? You have three positive tests. You are grabbing for the money before anyone's grabbing for the money, and the New York Times dares to ask questions about your protocol after reporting parts of your protocol, and then your answer to the question isn't to answer the question.
Right.
It's just to curse and blame the messenger.
You don't want the questions that don't come back. I was watching Rob Manfred last night on CNN with Sanjay and Anderson Cooper, and he actually did a very good job. They were asking very difficult questions, tough questions. He had most of the answers, not all the answers, because this is uncharted territory, but he actually did a decent job and wasn't complaining about the line of questioning from those two guys. And so, yeah, if you're going to come back, you have to eat it and take the questions, and you can't be defensive once the questions are asked. But that's Dana White, Dan. He don't care. He's playing by Dana White's rules. He's not playing by anyone else's rules.
That is correct. Mike Ryan tells me that I may have been fooled by the internet. We discover how I was fooled by the internet next, and also talk to Dallas Braden.